Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing to you.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Badminton, Sayyidina Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, a hadith reached to me. من قال لا إله إلا الله 70,000 غفر له ومن قيل له غفر له أيضا. Meaning, the one recited لا إله إلا الله 70,000 times, he is forgiven. And for whom it is recited, he is also forgiven. Subhanallah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, I had recited 70,000 times this kalima, and I had not made any intention until then. I was sitting in a gathering with my friends, and in that gathering there was a young man who was famous for kashf, for a divine knowledge that things would reveal to him. Allahu Akbar. While eating food, suddenly he started crying. I asked the reason of his crying. He said, I can see my deceased mother being punished. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, I made an intention for that 70,000 kalima to send as an isale sawab for the mother of that young man. As soon as I made this intention, I saw that young man started smiling. And I asked the reason. He said, I can see my mother at a very best place now. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ibn Arabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that I found out the sihat of authenticity of this hadith from that young man and his kashf from this very hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability if we also recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in abundance, and if it is possible 70,000 times. And we should also recite for our loved ones, those they have passed away. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.